found the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so grateful you're here. Today's lift comes to us from Jennifer Youngman. She's from Shoreline, Washington.
When a sibling of mine passed on a while back, I was struck by the thought that all whom I considered family were very nearly gone. I fretted over finding people to take on roles that family members typically fill. But I love the Bible assurance that God setteth the solitary in families. I reasoned that since God is spirit, and so creates us as completely spiritual, family is a spiritual idea too. And spiritual ideas are eternal. They can't shrink, decline, or be lost. Whatever God does is forever. Various Bible translations of Psalm 146 say that God cares for the fatherless and widow, lifts them up, defends them, sustains them. All of these indicate God's love for those who struggle with loss, loneliness, or need. The King James Version puts it this way: the Lord relieveth the fatherless and widow. When I looked up the word relieve, I found definitions indicating that God eases burdens and alleviates suffering, but I also found this: to release from a post or duty. God doesn't just help orphans and widows and all who are bereaved. God releases them from these positions. The Bible says that God is our Father and that our Maker is our husband, so we are never fatherless or alone. This understanding opened my heart to larger views of family, not just close friends acting as surrogate companions or siblings. I mean even larger views. Practical steps became apparent, and I began to feel profoundly grateful for the kindness of others. Yet, much of my now growing sense of family has coincided not only with what others are doing for me, but with an increasing naturalness on my part to embrace others in love, prayer, and service. Our Father, Mother, Husband, God never made an incomplete identity. He never sanctioned sorrow, pain, or loss. If God didn't authorize the position we find ourselves in, He releases us from that post. And that's true relief.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.